This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The artist still known as Bradfo, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball is not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. on WEEI.
Welcome back to Baseball Isn't Boring. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Gordo Playtesky's here. Say hello, Gordo.
It's good to be back.
Oh,
it's
man.
Good to be back.
Are you digging in, man? This is officially... Forget Truck Day, let's be honest.
This is better than Truck
this
Day.
This is better than Truck Day.
Truck Day goes past my apartment.
Really?
Yeah, last year they drove by blasting like Happy by Pharrell Williams. It was weird. I was like making a sandwich in the kitchen. I was like, what is that?
Were people like looking at it like, what's going on?
You have like Wally and Tessie like dancing on the back of like a slow moving truck.
Yeah. You know what?
I was like, oh my God.
Unless they're going to have Wally and Tessie dance in the back of that truck the entire way to Florida, it's not going to get nearly as much attention as it used to. But I tell you who is going to get a lot of attention starting on day one of spring training. It's Zach Kelly who joins us right now. Hi, Zach.
Fellas, how we doing?
What's going on, Zach?
I am. Your brand has never been hotter, Zach. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, because you know, and I'm giving you all kinds of momentum heading into spring training. I'm also Gordo and I are also going to allow you to workshop your media philosophies, your media approach, because you know when you get to Fort Myers, you are besieged by media requests, and you have to be on your A game. So that's why we're doing this for you. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's like my spring training warm-up.
It is.
It's spring training. This is your media spring training. You got to be on your A game when you get there.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had a T-shirt to give you right now to hold up to take a picture outside the clubhouse, I would do that because that's step one of every spring training. Anyway, all right, Zach. Tell us a little bit about why you are going to be awesome this year and you are an integral part of this bullpen. I will say it, let it be said, let it be done. You are an integral part of this bullpen, probably a sneaky integral part of the bullpen because obviously, you know, they talk about acquiring guys. They talk about Hendricks. They talk about Chapman. They talk about these guys, but you were so, so good in the first half of last year. And I believe that will repeat itself. Tell me how you feel heading into your trip to. Are you driving to Fort Myers right now?
I am mid drive to Fort Myers right now.
Man,
where are you right now?
I am in Georgia. We crossed into Georgia like 15 minutes ago.
Oh,
making great time.
Oh well, did you stop to get some fireworks at south of the border?
I did not. Actually, I'm going to Fort Myers on Tuesday. Right now, I'm going to Orlando. Because me and my wife are going to take our 2-year-old to Disney World for 2 days. So it's going to be a fun 2 days. But
that is so awesome.
Okay, so listen, Zach.
Excited to get to Fort Myers.
Listen, Zach, as I try to lead you down the right path every chance I get. You read a damn near perfect game. So we started there. Every conversation has to start with reading a damn near perfect game penned by myself and Joe Kelly. You learned a lot. It helped form your philosophy on baseball and life after reading that. The next step is I'm going to give you advice about Disney World. Your daughter, correct? Daughter, right?
Son.
I'm sorry.
You're so close.
I put it out of my memory when Jemai Webster started asking you about childbirth that day that you came back.
What a time.
Oh, what a time.
What?
That was the most uncomfortable interview I've ever been part of. Anyway, your son, you're taking to Disney World. I was the same way. I'm like, let's go to Disney World. This is rite of passage for parents, but 2 years old is going to be tough. It's nap time. You're going to get caught out in the middle of nowhere at nap time, and you're going to have to do It's a Small World 50 times because the lights and the sounds.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so I'm just warning you.
Well, we went last year, but we went for like 4 or 5 days, which was way too much on the way down to spring training. And then so this year, he's older, and he understands it a little bit more, and like he's really excited about it now. He's like, he's been talking about it the whole way down. Luckily, he's riding with my wife, so I'm riding solo, but it'll be good. You know, they chased me around for 7 months, so I guess the least I can do is 2 days at Disney World, you know?
All right. Well, he can say he's excited all the live long day. I'm just telling you. Nap time. You're getting caught out in the middle of Adventureland and nap time is not fun. Anyway, I'll come back to my original statement/question.
Yeah, sidetrack. Sorry.
Yeah. Why? Tell me why you feel good as you drive. Why the adrenaline's rushing and you feel good and you're gonna have a great year as you drive to Fort Myers.
Oh, man, well, I mean, last year, you know, I think I just learned so much just because, you know, in 22, I had a cup of coffee there at the end, and then 23, I had a handful of innings, you know, with an injury in between. And so, like, this year really felt like it was kind of my first year in the big leagues, and I think I learned a lot just because I was able to pitch in so many different roles. And, you know, as the long guy, you know, eighth inning, extra innings, I started 3 games. And so I felt really experienced just kind of getting thrown into so many different situations. But, like, at the end of the day, you take my season as a whole. And, you know, I guess the best way for me to describe it was I was happy with it and I had a really good year with a embarrassing week at the end of it, which as a reliever can, you know, kind of skew everything, you know, pretty heavily there at the end like I did. But, you know, I'm very critical of myself. I mean, as most guys are, but I really like looking at the data and, you know, understanding why things kind of happen the way they happen. And so I think at the end of the year, I really kind of went on like a deep dive of, you know, all my stuff, just from my usages to my tendencies and my, all my analytical data. And like a couple of things that kept like kind of sticking out to me where I fell into a lot of tendencies, throughout the season, as far as like, I threw a lot of cutters and 0-0 counts. And like, I followed 0-1 cutters up with a lot of changeups at like a 70-some% clip. And then you go back and look, and, you know, I kind of always pride myself on, you know, keeping the ball in the ballpark. And it's like, well, I give up 10 home runs, and 8 of those 10 were on 0-0 or 0-1 counts. And so that's something for me I can look at and say, all right, well, it might not necessarily have been the worst pitch, but guys are going in the box thinking about it and looking for that one pitch, and they got it. And I think at the, you know, as the season kind of went on and the fatigue kind of settled in a little bit, I think, you know, mechanics got a little bit, I guess, lackluster and kind of led to some control issues. And so really this off season, you know, I've been doing a lot of mechanical work and just kind of trying to clean up my direction a little bit, and kind of, you know, as I noticed the fatigue kind of set in, my stride kept getting more and more towards third base, which would lead to, you know, the up and in arm side miss, or the, I would yank down in glove side. And so I think if I can just direct that correct the stride direction like I have been and kind of keep that consistent throughout the whole season, I think it's going to lead to better command. And because, I mean, I'm always confident in my stuff. I feel very confident to any hitter with my stuff. And, you know, I really get in trouble when I, you know, walk guys or they hit it out of the yard. So I'm just really excited. I had a really good off season and we had a really good group of guys that I think all of us got better. And so I think I'm ready to go. I'm really, really excited too.
Lower the heart rate. All right. Like Ricky Bobby's father said, lower the heart rate when he threw the cougar in the car.
Exactly.
It's a long
just
spring training.
It
just calm down. This is Zach Kelly on with us and we're honored. Zach, can you yell McFarland for me one time, please?
McFarland?
Thank you. It's a question. I mean, it was like that was almost like a question rather than statement. But we can.
It was a question because I didn't know if I heard you right.
Well, yeah, McFarland. They're our sponsor, McFarland.
Oh, McFarland.
There you go.
Yeah. But just in case people forgot,
that was that. Sorry.
Well, no. Again, we're workshopping with spring training for us all.
What this is
training.
For.
Training.
But in case people forgot, your first 20 outings, you were just dominant. 124 batting average against, 430 OPS against, 159 ERA, just dominant. And I think that all the things you said, I'm gonna pass this over to Gordo, because I think that it's awesome how you just about 10 different things that you said. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. And all right, that makes sense. That makes sense that you have taking a deep dive in this, because as you said, you were relied on the major league at the major league level last year more than at any other time in your life. So that is the ultimate learning experience. So good job of identifying those things.
I think I was,
and that's like, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, it was one of those things too, like you said, where like, I'm being relied on a lot, and it's, you know, that's like, I think part of the learning curve that I had was that was, like I said, like, it felt to me like it was my first year in the big leagues, and like knowing I was going to be relied on in a lot of different situations, it's like I didn't really kind of, it was hard for me to be in the bullpen and like the nights that I didn't pitch to like kind of, you know, get a feel for the game and like who I think is going to go in, or like whether I think my pocket or my spot's going to be called upon. So, I think that's something that I'll take into this year, where it's like maybe I'm not sitting there on a night that I am not sure I'm going to throw or not, but maybe I'm not sitting there ripping 20 plyo balls into the wall, and so it's like I can kind of save some of those throws, because like I think some nights I would do that and then I wouldn't get in, and then like the next day I come to the stadium and I'm like the shoulder's a little tired, and it's like kind of just learning some of those things along the way. And it was good too, because I think it was like a big goal of mine to kind of come back from that surgery in 23, and I think last year I had the most innings pitched in my career since I think 2019, but I was a starter, and so I can't really count that. And so like just like as from a confidence standpoint with that, like, I was really happy with that. But I think, like I said, just kind of learning how to go about the day-to-day, whether you're pitching or not, I think was really big for me.
So it's so interesting to hear you talk about these tendencies you're figuring out and, you know, different patterns of things that you have found that work for you, things that don't work for you. And it's like people think that you guys just get to the major leagues and you have it all figured out. But really, like, and this has been the messaging that we've been getting from the team, is, you know, development continues at the big league level. And I found it really interesting hearing about you talk about those tendencies in 0-0 counts, 0-1 counts. Is that something that you guys figured out during the season and sort of tried to, you know, work with at that point at the end of the year? Or is that something that you guys sort of figured out at the end and have talked about as you've gone through the offseason of trying to fix?
A little bit of both. Just because, like, I think it's somewhat easy to kind of look at that. Like let's just say my cutter for instance, let's just use that as an example. It's like, yeah, I'm using it 0-0. At 60% of the time, but I'm also throwing it for a strike like 70 some percent of the time. So 7 out of 10 times I start an at bat with that pitch, I'm going to 0-1. And you look at, then you can kind of take the averages of of at-bats that end in a positive result from an 0-1 count to a 1-0 count. And it's like, you know, I think I'm going to take my chances with that. And for whatever reason, my other pitches were not getting in the zone first pitch at a high clip like the cutter was. And so, you know, for me, it was kind of risk reward, right? You know, if I can get it in here, like it's going to be good at bat. But if not, then you know, then we'll go to something else. But you know, you're going to get hit. The more strikes you throw earlier in counts, like you're going to get hit around, and that's part of it. But you look at the numbers on batting averages on first pitch swings, and they're very, very favorable towards pitchers. And so I think you kind of just got to weigh your options with it, and weigh the risk, weigh the reward. And you know, obviously everything kind of changes hitter to hitter. But also in season, it's like you're facing so many different teams. It's almost like you kind of think about it, but at the same time, it's like you're kind of just trying to game plan for that night and those three or four hitters that you're pocketed up against, and then you move on to the next series, right? So like for me, like I don't think I pay too much attention to it during season unless it's like glaringly obvious and it's like a trend over an extended period of time. But I definitely think it's very valuable to kind of look at everything after the season and kind of understand why things went the way they went.
All right, Zach Kelly, I have one more question. First of all, what mile marker are you at in Georgia?
Hold on. 81.
Okay. 80. Is that counting down? You have 81 miles to the Florida border?
No. I think maybe. I don't know, actually.
Come on.
I don't know. I think I do,
all right.
Actually.
All right. So last question for me. Gordo has one more as well. What is the signature Zach Kelly moment on the Netflix show?
Oh, God. I don't even know if I made the Netflix show.
Okay.
Actually, I think I filmed a little bit for Netflix, but I don't know if it'll be in there. It was funny. We were sitting there. It was like me and Marty and a couple of the bullpen guys, and we were talking about. There's my marker 80, Rob. Yep, I'm going down.
I see, my instincts are keen.
I don't know, but they were discussing coming in to film in the bullpen, and like obviously we couldn't do that at Fenway just because there was barely enough room as there was, and so adding the camera crew in there wasn't very ideal. And then they were trying to figure it out because they wanted to come in like down there like the second or third inning, or like, well, we don't really do anything in the second or third inning, hopefully. But we were talking, and I don't even remember like what I said, but Greg was like, hey, do you mind, like, can you like say that again?
I've heard a lot of that. No. Man, I've heard a lot of that, honestly, like with it, and it looked great, like obviously when we saw it at Fenway Fest, but I've heard a lot of the can you say that again things from guys. Which,
yeah,
I gotta be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of, but yeah. Anyway,
but like the funny part of it was, he was like, we like wanted to like set the scene, and so I'm in the weight room at Yankee Stadium with like a lacrosse ball, like rolling out my shoulder, but there wasn't room where he wanted to do it. So I'm sitting there. He asked me like three or four more questions. Like I'm sitting there answering these questions like on camera, and I'm rolling out my left shoulder. My left shoulder with a lacrosse ball for like 10 minutes straight.
Anyway, so, well, all right, we got just a couple seconds left. Gordo, real quick, what do
all
you
right.
got?
Well, this will be quick. For those of you that don't know, Zach Kelly, biggest Commanders fan in the city of Boston.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Come on.
So we need a statement after. I would classify it as a magical season. We've all been fans of teams that we don't know how it's going to look going into the year, and then they make an awesome run. I'm curious your thoughts. Obviously, a brutal loss last week, but, I mean, could you have ever imagined they'd be in the NFC Championship game?
No, I did not. Didn't see it at all. But, man, it was such a fun year. It was awesome. And, like, you go from the number 2 pick to the number 29 pick. That's a great year. But the only problem is now I'm gonna have to watch way more of the NFL draft than I ever have, because I had to wait for a lot of picks. And usually it's like a 10-minute. I watch it for 10 minutes. I know who he got, and then I'm done.
That's
why being a Patriots fan is awesome. You only have to go from being the third overall pick to the fourth overall pick.
It's only a little bit longer process here.
Hey, Zach. drive safe, all right? Drive safe.
Yeah.
Because I know if I didn't say drive safe, you absolutely would not drive safe.
And then it's on your hands.
Yeah, I know. But have fun at Disney World.
It's on you, Bradley.
Yeah, have fun at Disney World. And I'll see you there in less than 2 weeks. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Zach.
Perfect. See you on the floor.
All right. The great Zach Kelly. All right. Another reason to look forward to spring training. And we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about spring training. We're way over time. Everyone's waiting to say, where's the trending? Where's the trending with Zach go? Where's that happening? Well, we couldn't let Zach Kelly go without asking some very, very important questions about the Washington Commanders and Netflix. But I do want to talk about spring training storylines going forward. And also, Gordo, I don't know if you heard my rant. I went on like an hour rant about the Red Sox, Bregman, you know, the whole stuff.
So. I didn't hear it, but I'm happy to continue ranting with you.
Yeah, you can rant. Okay.
Rant.
All right. Well, right now, let's try.
Down for a rant.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
5 seconds left. A chance to win this in regulation. Tatum going to work. Elbow jumper. Yes, sir!
That's how it sounded last night as Jason Tatum drilled a fadeaway jumper with 0.2 of a second left to lift the Celtics past the New Orleans Pelicans. 118-116 the final from New Orleans. Jaylen Brown led the way for the Seas with 28 points while Tatum had 27 of his own. Next up, a trip to Philly to take on the 76ers. That one goes down tomorrow night. Tip-off from the Wells Fargo Center set 4-6. Bruins looking to bounce back after Thursday night's loss at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. They'll host the New York Rangers this afternoon at the Garden. Puck drop set for 3:30. Speaking of those New York Rangers, big move for them last night. They acquired forward JT Miller from the Vancouver Canucks in exchange for forward Filip Hedl, a protected first-round pick and a prospect. Miller is expected to make his Rangers debut this afternoon against the Bruins. Busy day of college hoops as conference plays in full swing. Some notable games today include number 5 Florida in Knoxville taking on number 8 Tennessee. Number 20 Missouri in Starksville for a matchup with number 14 Mississippi State. Number 25 UConn heads to Milwaukee for a matchup with number 9 Marquette. And UNC is going to be at Cameron Indoor for face off with number 2 Duke. Don't forget you can hear Westwood One's coverage of that one right here on WEEI. Coverage starting at 6:15 from Cameron Indoor Stadium. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More baseball isn't boring coming up after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make a habit of it. Bradfoe and baseball isn't boring. WEEI.
Y'all, McFarland, Gordo.
McFarland!
Thank you. This is a Baseball Isn't Boring show brought to you by our great friends once again at McFarland Energy. Thank you for jumping back on board, McFarland. They know what's what, and we're going to be on every single week. I mean, it's sort of daunting, Gordo, when you think about it in that terms, where it's February 1st and every single Saturday, unless something happens, I don't know what would happen. I mean, I'm not ruling anything out, to be honest with you.
No, it is possible. But
every single Saturday we on, and for the rest of the, for how many months is that? Let's see. Let's do the math. February,
Red Sox
March.
Are going to win the World Series, so that's going to take you to the end of October.
Yeah, we didn't do it in October this year, did
no,
we?
Last year, I believe the last week of the season was it.
Okay.
I think, of the Red Sox season.
And then I started jetting around to New York.
That's right. You were all over the place.
Did you hear the, you probably didn't because I don't think you heard the beginning of the show, but one of the sound bites you played was from one of my many guests on Baseball Isn't Boring this week. It wasn't Marcelo Meyer, who was on Baseball Isn't Boring. It wasn't Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline 100. He wasn't him. It wasn't Mike Vassell, BC High's finest, who is now going to be a Cy Young Award winner because he's going as a Rule 5 to the Rays, and they're going to fix him, and he's on his way.
He must be so excited.
Congratulations to the Mike Vassell family.
Yeah.
All the best and brightest go to BC High, too. So.
Oh, did you know him?
I didn't know him, but we were there at the same time.
Oh, really?
Is he older than you?
No, I'm a year older than
you. You're a year old? Oh, okay.
He didn't introduce himself to you as he was shoving you in the locker? No?
No, believe it or not.
No.
It was just one of those scenarios where I knew who he was.
No, I'm just kidding. He's a super nice guy. And in case people don't know, Mike Vassell, he went to BC High and went to Virginia, then was actually top prospect for the Mets, was in the Futures game, and he was just taking the Rule 5 draft, and he's going to be with the Rays this year. So he also was on the Baseball
Isn't
Boring
show. But that wasn't the soundbite.
The soundbite we played was from Brandon Gomes, who is another Massachusetts guy, Fall River guy. Everyone wanted him to be the Red Sox GM.
He was my first choice.
Friend of the program, friend of the Baseball Isn't Boring program. He loves coming on. He said he loves coming on. That's why he comes on. And he came on this week. And of the many, many things he said, one of the things he talked about was, you know, the hate of the Dodgers. And within that, there was lessons to be learned, which the Red Sox could take heed of. Do we have that ready to go, Zach? I should have warned her.
29 other fan bases or whatever that are upset with us. Pretty sure that means that our fan base is very happy, which means we are doing a decent job of what we're trying to do, right? So our goal is to put ourselves in the best possible position to win the World Series each and every year. We won it last year. Last year has nothing to do with this year. It guarantees nothing for 2025. What has been great, like I said, is our ownership group is like, go put out an even better team. Like, okay, let's do that. And now let's focus on winning in 2025. The team that we had going into 2024 is not the team we finished with in October. And everything we're doing now is with the goal of we don't want to have to go trade really good prospects at the deadline. We will do it when it's necessary, but the goal is to not have to buy in July because prices are 2 and 3x what they normally are. So if we set up a really talented team that also has depth, the goal is like in July, like your team is good enough to win the World Series and you don't need to make additions. If you have to, you do. And if you evaluate and see how you can improve, but that is not the goal. So a lot of these moves are with the mindset of come July, like we don't have to go out to market.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon Combs. Thank you. I love that. I love it. I love that. That perspective of it, and I know that people have kind of say it in passing, but the Dodgers, how can you argue that that isn't the approach they're taking?
No, they live that. They live that.
They live the life. Is that your takeaway, too? I
would love to live that life. I wish we could live that life. I wish we could live that life here. We don't live that life here.
All right, so here's the Red Sox counter to that. They're calling in right now. They're texting in right now.
All right,
I know that, you know, we respect them and they're doing a very good job and they won the World Series and they have every right to do this, sure. But, you know, we've look at all the depth we have starting pitching. And, you know, Richard Fitz and Quinn Priester and six-man rotation and all of that. All right, that's fine. If we want to play that game, trade deadline right now, you set yourself up pretty good to potentially not have to get out starting pitcher. That's fine.
Starting pitching specifically? Yes.
Right. But you know what? Where else you haven't protected yourself?
Anywhere else.
You haven't protected yourself in the bullpen? You haven't. I mean, that is the glaring thing. And if we look at free agents who are still available right now, David Robertson, Kyle Finnegan. Super. Okay.
You could look to the trade market.
You could look to the trade. But Robert, you haven't. Suarez, you haven't. Ryan, you haven't done that. You haven't. Right now, as we see it, you haven't protected yourself enough. Certainly, like the Dodgers at the DFA, Ryan Brazier, who was a legitimate, really good pitcher for them.
He had a sub-2 ERA in his time with the Dodgers.
Yes.
And he got DFA.
He got DFA. So you haven't done that. Second base, you haven't done that. You could say, well, we have all these options.
Just right-handed bat at all.
Right-handed, yeah. Right-handed
bat. You have right-handed bat.
So comes back to the conversation we had, Gordo, which is, all right, position players. Good for you. Garrett Crochet, good for you. Position players. I'm not even talking about Bregman, but we can talk about Bregman. But position players. You went in with this goal of right-handed, getting better at right-handed hitting. You went in with the goal of improving your defense. As we sit here right now, there hasn't been any of it.
There hasn't even been a move for a major league offensive player.
No.
This hasn't happened.
No, and so we don't, of the free agents who are available, any of them, you tell me one position player, other than Alex Bregman, one position player that's available that you say, oh, there you go, they filled that gap.
No, that's it.
For the
free agent market, that's it. I mean, you could say that Pete Alonso would give them power, but you can talk about the fit and it's not great. You could talk about Randall Grichuk maybe being able to help them
against
left-handed
pitching.
Randall
Grichuk and Rob Refsnyder.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you. Like, that's why Bregman's it. Like, Bregman's the only player on the free agent market that you could insert onto this roster, into this lineup every day and say, wow, okay, we've now tackled multiple issues that we've had last year. Like, this is a team who had the third most strikeouts in baseball last year from their bats. This is a team that had the second most errors in baseball, and almost all of it came from the infield.
Okay, so defensively, this is another big part of it. We're going to get better defensively. Other than taking more ground balls, other than have a healthy Trevor Story.
Which we talked about last year, too. We said both of those things going
into last
year, too.
But you can't just say Trevor Story's going to be – you can't say that. You have not done that. And if you're going to – and you're right. Maybe they make a trade. There's still some time to go. But if you're talking about free agency and we're talking about improving defense, catcher, second base. Those two spots, right? Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So catcher, the guys are available, top two guys. James McCann, Yasmani Grandal. No,
it doesn't happen.
No. Second base, all right, Jose Iglesias, Brendan Rodgers, top two second baseman. Nope. With all due respect to OMG, right?
Why are the Mets not bringing him back?
Well, they aren't now.
Well, they just got Nick Madrigal.
Right.
I mean, exactly. I guess it doesn't stop them. Whatever.
I said early in the show, Gordo, I was tying myself in a knot when I was doing this exercise of, oh, yo, I'm on Kata. Because, yo, I'm on Kata. No. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do yo, I'm on Kata.
Red Sox legend.
He's available. Yankees interested. Good for them. Shortstops, which potentially good play second base, Paul DeJong, Nick Ahmed. No. The answer is no. No across the board. None of it is going to solve the problem that you talked about. And so you have Christian Gamble. You have Vaughn Grissom. You have David Hamilton.
Well, that's it right there.
You have Sedan Rafaela. Right? You have those guys. But all of those guys, you cannot say, they all have upside. They all have potential. But you cannot say that you will be definitively better with any of those guys, any of them, defensively at that position if they are the regular everyday second baseman.
And even offensively necessarily. Like you look at those options right there, and yes, you could they'll probably tell you we like Grissom, we like Campbell, we like Hamilton, we like the upside. One of those guys is gonna work out. Maybe that's true. And to their credit, maybe. But that's why you have to look at the top of the free agent market. And to their credit, again, they've talked about we want an elite right-handed bat. To upgrade the offense, it needs to be kind of top of the line because we believe in what we've got here. And that's fair. But then you have to look at the top of the line. You have to make legitimate offers to guys.
Well, you have to get what our good friend, the tweeter, read about the Liverpool. He said the word. It sticks with me. Ambitious. Fenway Sports Group, he said, has to be more ambitious when it comes to Liverpool. Fenway Sports Group, when it comes to the Red Sox, have to be more ambitious. More ambitious. And if you want to talk about improvement, and remember, the Yankees were crapped all over after making the World Series by the Godfather, the LLC owner, Joe Kelly, and others. Rightfully so, because they deserve to be. It's good that Joe did that, because you know why? Baseball needs more of it. And I don't care. And Aaron Boone, he'd come on multiple podcast on NFAN and everything else saying, yeah, it upset him. Yeah, he wanted to fire back. And then he did the yo.
That's the type of stuff you see in the NBA. You don't see
it. It wasn't Freeman. It wasn't like, who cares? And like, hey, who knows? Maybe this week. I'm not saying we are or we aren't. Maybe we're going to get Aaron Boone and Joe Kelly on the same podcast this week. Who knows? But the point is, the Yankees, why they were getting pissed, they went out and got Cody Bellinger, who is an elite defender, really good defender. Right? Correct?
Yeah.
Right?
Great defensive outfielder.
They went out and got Goldschmidt, who was an upgrade at first base. Right? Correct?
They had some of the worst first base production in baseball last year.
Right. But also helps defensively. Right? Yeah. So, like, they fixed what ailed them. The Red Sox, maybe by the end of the show they do. I don't know. But they haven't yet. And
can't claim to have improved the defense when you haven't brought in.
No. And until they do, we can't say, yay, truck day. Sorry. All right.
You can feel better about Truck Day than you have maybe the last couple of years, because at least there's been moves to improve aspects of the team. Whereas last year, like, oh, the
all right,
reason.
We got to take a break. I don't like that take from you.
What?
Don't worry about it. I don't like it, and everyone's going to listen to why I don't like after the break.
We'll get
back to 617-779-7937. Zach's behind the glass. We appreciate all that he is and everything he does. Brian Abraham, farm director, going to answer a very, very important question. Very important question about one of the minor leaguers that Zach, our guy Zach, needs answered. And I'm like, this is going to put the intrawebs afire. Yeah, it's going to, like, light everything up. It's going to be great. That's at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to tell Gordo why he's full of hootie after this break.
Don't be left out. Baseball isn't boring on WEEI.
Boston's Sports Original.
All right, welcome back to Baseball isn't Boring. I'm Rob Bradford, Zach Coe behind the glass. Gordo from Play Tessie's here. Say hello.
And we're talking Truck Day.
Well, are we? Are we?
Always are.
I mean, I didn't mean to get all over you. Actually, I did. I don't care.
No, get over. Let's do it.
You were like, you insinuated that Truck Day was like, actually, oh, you know what? It's not that bad. Truck Day.
I said, compared to the last 2 years, there's a little bit more to be excited about today. It's not what it used to be. Truck Day used to be.
I also feel like there's probably like some evolution of Truck Day that. It's almost like, can we do like Truck Day AI? Is there a way to?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just like
can we zoom into Truck Day?
Can we ship the stuff by plane and have Wally fly the, I don't know. Like,
I'll tell you one thing that, and I don't know if they still do this, but they need Wally out there throwing things into the crowd. That's how you attract the crowd. Free stuff. Give away free stuff.
Yeah, the Alex Bregman outside, nothing to see. Wally is throwing things into the crowd.
And he's going to sign like the fluffy baseballs with his name, Wally.
All right, so, you know, here's the solution to Truck Day, of getting Truck Day back on track in terms of interest, which is the what they leaned into for the majority of last year, which is have random people with enormous social media followings throw out the first pitch. Alex Cooper. Alex Cooper. If Alex Cooper was at Truck Day.
Oh, people would
come. Know what they should do? This is what they should do. You're welcome, Red Sox. They should take a lesson from Fire Festival. And they should basically, they should do that for Truck Day.
That is not what I was expecting.
They should have a highly produced video with supermodels around a truck.
We're going to get Ja Rule to Truck Day.
I leave Ja Rule out of it. You disaster. So, no, you have the supermodels with Truck Day. You know, I don't know, men and female, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. But I'll get all the influencers there. Truck Day. And then when truck day happens, just like they did in Fire Festival, everybody just puts out like a red square on Instagram like they did in Fire Festival. And they, what's going on? Oh, hashtag Truck Day? You're welcome, Red Sox.
I'll give you my solution. Here's what you do.
All right.
Two guests. This is off of yours. I got my idea from you, Rob.
All right.
Two guests stand on platforms, throw things into the crowd. Guest number one, Jason Tatum. Guest number two, Drake May. People will show up for those guys. They will.
You don't think
people will show up to catch like little baseballs from Drake May?
Here's
what
does that
say about the state of the Red Sox, though, that you need two players from other teams.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. You know what you do? You have when Brett Marchand gets traded on Monday, you have the truck stop by wherever he's getting traded and bring Brad Marchand to the place he's getting traded to.
So Truck Day stops on the way.
The ideas are popping.
We're carpooling.
Hey, if people want to weigh in on ideas to get Truck Day actually become a thing, 617-779-7937, we do have Brian Abraham, farm director, coming up. How about just having a guy, like one prospect? It doesn't even have to be Christian Campbell or Marcelo Meyer or one of these guys. But this is a guy who like wants their brand to be a little bit hotter.
Conrad Kaysen.
His name may be brought up in a second. But somebody, a prospect, you want their brand, and you ever see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
Have you seen it?
Is that a movie?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it a movie?
Get out of here. Both of you, get out of here. I'll do the show from here on in. John Candy in the back of a truck, in back of like a rider truck. Steve Martin was trying to get places, and John Candy and his polka band had to. The only way they could get somewhere was basically getting back of a rider truck, like that sort of truck, like a moving truck. So I'm saying that put a prospect in the back of that truck, live stream him for that. What does it take? 24 hours to get down to Fort Myers?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
ask
so.
Zach Kelly.
Live stream the prospect and have them do it. It doesn't even have to be a prospect. Have the play Tessie guys get in the back of the truck.
Should we we'll ride with the truck down to Fort Myers and we can't eat or drink anything until we get there and we'll just live stream the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would watch that. But honestly, all right, well, again, the ideas are popping. It is sad. It makes me sad that there isn't sort of like Truck Day is Monday. They identified it. And we're talking baseball. This is easy to talk about. We're plenty of stuff to talk about. This is the easiest. Gordo, you know, we talked about this in the beginning. Zero show prep, easiest show to do. We just roll it out. We just talk.
Yeah. And chop it up.
And that continues this show, this couple hours, continue the next hour leading up to John Lyons. So there's plenty of stuff to talk about. It's just that it doesn't. The narrative has to change. The narrative has to change, and the Truck Day is the perfect example of how the narrative has to change. Put it this way, in a very simplistic form. If they sign Alex Bregman tomorrow, are there more people at Truck Day on Monday?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the vibes around the team would be better if we had a 92 win projection sitting for, coming from Vegas. But right now, what, it's 84 and a half? So, yeah, I mean.
Is it 84 and a half?
84 and a half, yeah.
I always think it's low, but then it always ends up the same exact place. I think they barely hit the over last year, right? There wasn't a 79 and a half. Yeah.
I think it was 78.
But think about the way that it was going initially. It was like, oh, man, they're going to hit the over, and it always lands right near it.
It was 2 years ago, too. I think it was an 81 or something.
What is, here's because we always like the gambling for entertainment purposes only. Zach, you put some shekels down in the things once in a while?
I do. The 2 years ago win total for the Red Sox really killed me.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, because they tanked it at the very end.
Yeah. My condolences to you. What is the over-under of number of people, fans at Truck Day on Monday?
Like 12 and a half. I can't imagine there's going to be a whole
12
bunch.
And a half.
The weather's going to be bad.
I'll take the under. Well,
you
want my line?
Yeah.
I'll go 10 and a half.
10 and a half.
Do people go to Truck Day? I'm serious. Actually, and this is coming from me. The Red Sox, literally, it's what I do. It's what I think about. And I live a 15-minute walk from the ballpark, and it's too cold to go watch them load up
the truck. They used to go. There used to be, as I said before, I'm going to say at least 50 people. More than that. The height of Truck Day?
Did they used to have players at Truck Day or no?
They had. I know Dr. Charles was at Truck Day.
Okay, you know what, Rob? I'll increase my number because Monday, it says maybe some snow, but it says it's going to be 43 degrees. I know Truck Day happens in the morning, but... That's when I tried to go a couple years ago, it was maybe 3 or 4 degrees, and I tried it. It just wasn't happening.
Okay, and this number is not including Wally. Anyway, all right, we'll ask Brian Abraham, farm director, if A, he's going to be throwing out things at Truck Day.
That's the big
and
question.
And B, a million other questions about the Red Sox prospects. That's coming up next.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.